3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Let's call it Shearer's header! And talk about an instant impact! Arsenal really are motoring now!
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. We have Joe on the phone again. And tonight we're going to be talking about Serie A, EPL, MLS, CPL. And we're also going to be talking about issues that are going on within all the leagues. So stay tuned for that. So as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. Please subscribe to our new Twitter account, Football Weekly Pod. Again, our new Twitter account, Football Weekly Pod. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to that. You can subscribe to us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to download all the episodes on Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, iTunes. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. So guys, without any further ado, let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. So watch it. Drink it in.
Jack Wilshere, Dzola, Giroud. Giroud again. Jack Wilshere. It's stunning from Arsenal.
Hello, my name is Ilya Orlov, assistant coach of the University of Toronto Varsity Blues, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast with Joe and Reggie.
Joe, I mean, small victories, I guess, in a season like this. Small victories.
I wish I had more of these for my team, like, earlier. This would have been fun. Yeah, this would have been fun.
It would have been.
Yeah. You had a small, big victory, a big, small victory, a little, big one, a big, little one, whatever you want. It's a good victory. It's a good win.
As long as big's in there, it's fine.
Yeah, I'd say. Well, missed opportunities that are beyond, I'd say, control for, your team in some senses with some questionable refereeing. And
questionable? It's downright awful, Joe. Awful.
It's not good. It's not good. And everyone's going to think we're talking about just individual teams and bias. We had great examples of the flaws, let's say, of the refereeing in Serie A and in England and in EPL this week. We'll clarify this right off the bat. This is not an anti-Juve rant for the Serie A. I'll say that it is not their fault. They've been victimized too, so we'll talk about that for sure. We got a lot of stuff, Rich.
Yeah, tons of stuff.
Little big, small victory, big one, small one. We'll talk about leagues that are they happening? Are they not? Are you there? Hide and seek.
It's been 3 CPL, weeks. It's 3 weeks since we knocked, and we're still on the porch waiting, right?
CPL, we're waiting for you. You okay? Everything all right? Do we have a city? Do we not have a city? Yeah. And we got a lot. Yeah. Well, MLS, woof. Could you get more rocky?
Well, anyway. I mean, that's where we're going to start this week. I think we just finished watching TFC play Montreal in the 4-1 derby, right? And
wow.
I don't know. I think defense is a premium all over the world, man, because it was
God.
The goals that TFC let in and, the instances were just, it's terrible. It's terrible defending, if you ask me.
Yeah, their goal. Can we say this before we move on, Rich? But their playing is like, there's only a few teams in MLS that could say, wow.
Oh, yeah.
They do try to play. Yeah. And TFC is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, offensively. And so they do try to play. LAFC, another one for sure.
Yeah.
There's a couple others. But yeah, the defending and shot. Not because you're an Arsenal guy and Thierry Henry, but, they have their issues to fix for sure. But, they play. That was a proper game at some moments. Mm-hmm. Then we had some other moments. But I don't know if you caught San Jose in Vancouver last night.
No.
Wow. Well, you saved yourself. Anyhow, exciting.
I saw the winning goal. And it was terrible.
Yeah. The Charles Barkley terrible thing fit a lot last night. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
Well, guys, if you didn't watch the TFC game tonight, we played Montreal. They won 4-3, two penalty shots against TFC. One was
what was Mavinga thinking?
I don't know. Like, he could have taken half a step and been in front of the ball. But he decides to go to ground. I don't get it.
What was he thinking? And, you know, that was a pretty good story, TFC-wise. Not bad. Not bad return. 5 goals, 2 games. Ayo Akinola. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I was reading some tweets about, you know, John Herdman should call this guy right now, but he's in the U.S. setup, isn't he?
So, interesting story for him. I think he was in the U.S. youth setup, Reg.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I think he made some appearances for the, you know, youth teams, two of them. And I obviously, when you've made some appearances in the youth setup and nothing senior, you're still pretty open.
Well, yeah, I know he's open, but I mean, he's ingrained in that culture, right? So,
well, you gotta think if Josie Altidore is such a big mentor to him, like we've been hearing, so I don't know. We'll see. Actually, interesting, you know, like Ayo Akinola played at Toronto FC Academy, and a lot of the players that we've had on and people, they know him very well and have, you know, seen him in action, you know, just like they said on the telecast. You know, born in Detroit, raised in Brampton, it's interesting, right, Reg? It's, you know, who would have thought that Canadians have some attacking options? And can I say this again? Should I be the leader of the Richie Larea fan club? Let's just go par for the course with our podcast. Someone else will pick it up and talk about it somewhere else and take credit for it.
I could go back into the archives and pick out the show that we talked about it and talked exactly about starting him and where to start him and what he can bring.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watching it all come to a head right now, but I'm too lazy to do that. So if someone wants to take the credit, they can.
They can, yeah, for sure. Or like many times they will watch out for this guy. Well, yeah, anyway, so. I do anyway. Another one.
I really think he's like he's a midfielder, right? So he's got.
Well,
you can tell that he has that control, the calmness, and the touch of a midfielder coming from the back. And when he gets into the box, that cut in today with the outside
goal.
Of the right foot, it stopped in the dime, ready to hit.
His combination of pace, power and technique, so technical, you know, good for Richie. I'm so happy for the guy. Great kid, great person. And, you know, you're right, Reggie.
Like, he seems like he has that mean streak too, right?
You know, Reg, you're right. And there was one moment, he was in the first half. It wasn't a goal, but he played himself out. You might remember he was on the byline.
Yeah.
You know, shielded the guy off, held him, you know, was showing his power, pay. Everything Richie was in that. You know, and then boom, played it out in Bradley, and we were gone.
I was thinking, how many players in that situation would
just kick it
wherever,
off them. Yeah.
Wherever they were, out for a throw-in or give it away up the field. But he had,
you know,
the calmness to shield, look up, see where you can play it.
Find your midfielder. It was great.
And that's it, man.
You know,
two passes and we're gone, and it looked like we had lost the ball.
I said, you know what? Tonight, Marco Molicola, one of our great followers, supporters of the pod, had a great take tonight on Twitter talking about Richie Larea and alluding to the Canadian men's national team, him playing left back tonight. And, you know, some were like, yeah, now that we got left back locked up with Richie, you know, I guess Alphonso Davies will slot in nicely at left wing or something of that. you know, notion. I thought, yeah, you know, that's a good tongue-in-cheek, you know, take. But again, something to think about. We got some players, they're playing at a high level. And I've said this, I started this with, I've been on this Richie train for a while now, Reg, and I'm just going to continue. I mean, the kid he brings a different dimension to TFC. It's the modern fullback who gets forward, you know, who's in the other box and tracking and does his job defensively. Hey, I know for me, that number 22 TFC jersey would look really good up here hanging somewhere. It's just, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, but I think if Justin Morrow's fit, he plays there and Richie comes off the bench.
You think so, Reg? Here's what I think. I think he comes off the bench only because of tactics, Reg. I really believe that.
Yeah,
I think it's more of a tactic thing.
Richie fits into the tactic. He fit in tonight. You can't change the tactic for one player, right?
So
it's got to be the same tactic.
Yeah, I think we've said that, you know, Greg Vanney likes to bring him on after in that injection of pace and power.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe I'm going to say that, oof, I can't believe you said that. I'm going to tell you right now, three backs, Justin Morrow, Richie Larea, and Auro, I'm going to put Auro right now. I'm going to put Richie ahead of Auro right back if you had asked me.
Yeah, I would too, but.
I mean,
you don't make the decision.
Yeah, I know where we're going with this, but you know what? Like, is it just because of the Canadian kid thing? Or
I was going to go
because if it's flat out, right? So. Yeah, if it's flat out performance, right? If it's on, it's on form. If it's today, Richie Larea is in the team. There's one. Listen, everyone's always scored the goal. Let's go back to the check the tape, as we'd say. You know, no, we've been on him for a long time in a good way. So. Yeah, anyway, sure. Like we said, someone else take credit for it, so that's good.
Yeah, for sure. So TFC wins 4-3. We have our guy Ayo Akinola scoring a hat trick. Pozuelo with
unbelievable.
Four
cool as you.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Oh. The
he's cool as you like.
The second and the third goal are just one. He shows pace and power, and that little dink at the end.
Yep.
You know, skill, and the second one is well placed. You know, most guys in that position were just blasted, but it was placed perfectly, and those are three good goals. Even the goal that came across the 6-yard box, you have to be there, and he was there in enough time just to slide it in. So it's three pretty good goals. I mean, I don't know if you can even rank them. I don't think I could. I call them 1A, B, and C, right? So those are pretty good. Those are pretty good goals.
Yeah, everything, Reggie. You said it. He showed his repertoire. And listen, not just tonight. You know, even in game one, this kid looks great. Good for him. Another good story. You said it. Pace, power, technique. He showed cool calmness, in front of goal. So, you know what? Ayoak and Ola, golden boot leader. Yeah. Right now in the MLS's back tournament, so it looks great.
Scoring five goals in any tournament's probably going to win it for you, but there's apparently, like, how many more games left?
Well, five, at six, the rate seven. MLS is scoring, I mean, what, 40 goals in these games? It's been crazy, but can we talk a little bit about some of the decision-making defensively?
Yeah, it's horrendous. How you get one? How you leave Omar Gomez one-on-one with anybody is beyond me.
Yeah, Omar Gonzalez. Yeah, like that was like, what was he? Like, what? Okay. And again, we rate him, Reg, but like, oof, is he? I mean, he, you know what? I think his better days, his pace has gone away. Like, I mean, we get it. Reads the game very well. Played at, US for in World Cups, but that's shaky. Simon, a couple of games, a little shaky. But even Mavinga, who we think is probably our best center back,
yeah,
you can't go and just truck the guy like that. I mean, you had a beat on him, and did you really need to? It was reckless, right?
There was no need to slide. You, like I said, take half a step and you're probably in front of him, and you can just jog and do whatever. But unreal.
Can we talk about game one too? Like DC United, we totally just destroy them. It's not even close with domination. We're down 2-0. We're up. The TFC is up 2-0. Up a man. And why are we changing our center backs, both of them?
I have no idea, Joe.
Okay, team rotation, I get it, but center backs?
It's the one position you probably don't change. That and goalie, you don't change at all.
I don't understand this.
And you took out
like both, Reg?
You took out both. I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know. I don't even understand how TFC has to play 3 days later and Montreal's been chilling for 7 days. How does this happen?
Yeah.
Especially when we all started at the same time. How does that happen? But anyways.
Yeah, this tournament has been, wow.
It's wacky,
you know. So can we talk about last night's game too, San Jose and Vancouver?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we can.
I love Mark DeSantos, by the way. I think he does. Someone else had said this, and I think Dwayne Rollins, 24th minute, a lot of people been saying this too. You know, doing the most with the least, that's Mark DeSantos. I really like him. Am I biased because he's a Canadian coach and he was at LAFC and stuff? Yep, for sure. No doubt. Ottawa Fury stuff. Yep. Nah, no problem. But his track record speaks for himself, doing the most with the very least. I just think I watched that game and it's like, I don't understand. Like you said it, Reg, defensively, sometimes in MLS, it's, yeah. I have nothing tactical and nothing like really wise to say about this. It's a head shaker. Let's go with the positives. Can we see some like bright spots? Oof. I don't know. Nice to see Ryan Bowles will get on the field.
Yeah.
He got 20 minutes in and so on. And then that, Russell Tybert, I think, made a record number of appearances for Vancouver Whitecaps. And Chris Wondolowski keeps scoring goals. So can we just move on from that game now?
Still, okay, good. Still playing.
Still going. Oh, Wando.
Well, how old is he?
Yeah.
In the 40s?
I don't know. It's close. It's got to be late 30s.
Every year I hear about him. Ever since San Jose's been here, I've been hearing about Wondolowski.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So is, not a bad thing. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. So, Reg, is TFC through now? Is they through to the next round, or do we know yet?
They got 4 points. They're leading the group. They play. I think if they get a point against New England, it's a lock. But it looked hot out there. Some of the guys that shouldn't been playing 90 played 90, like Pozuelo. I don't know why he's playing 90, but I know we're back at it early morning. I think in about 3 days we have another 8 a.m. game or 9 a.m. game or whatever. It is
TFC? So. Yeah, are they the 8 a.m. game? Are they the 9 a.m.?
They are. So we play New England. Yeah. Hopefully the game today, I think they were playing tomorrow. DC and New England are playing tomorrow. Hopefully that's a draw and we can sleepwalk our way through like we did in the first game. Late in the second half, we fell asleep, man. Like literally fell asleep. So I chalk it up to the coronavirus. But anyways.
Yeah. And can we say the all-time TFC killer, no matter what jersey he's in, a Frederico Higuain.
What a
just keep scoring against us.
That was a great goal, though.
Wow.
Outpace somebody, but anyways, we won't talk about that. Staying in Canada, Joe.
Yeah.
We have a signing in the CPL, don't we?
Yeah. So again, a long time person, a young man that we've been following. We've had him on the show. Obviously I have a little bit of history with him too, having coached against him for years, coached him. Austin Ricci, formerly of York 9 FC in CPL, has finally found a home again with Valor in the CPL in Winnipeg. He'll be playing for head coach Rob Gale, and he'll be joining some other Canadians we've mentioned on here, like Dylan Carrero and Fraser Aird and so on. So he will be playing for Valor. Good for Austin. We're happy for Austin Ricci. We've had him on the show before. And hopefully we'll have Austin on again. I was speaking to Austin today through text, and we send him our best wishes. So, congrats, Austin! And if you guys probably check out some of the interviews he's been talking about or online and CPL and stuff, he's saying he's eager to prove that he belongs, and he didn't, he wants to show his true value. And I fully believe in him, and I think Austin will bounce back. Because it will be given an opportunity, hopefully. Yeah. And
I don't think he really got a chance at York 9, but we're not going to.
Oh, he didn't get a chance. Okay. No. Yeah, we won't dive deep into that. Well, he did not get the fair chance and the chance that he deserved.
Right.
So we're happy he's getting a few more minutes, let's say, and opportunities to really show his thing. So congratulations to Austin. And we look forward to hearing from him soon. And hopefully we hear from, hello, is anybody there? CPL. Joe, you there, guys?
There was supposed to be an announcement today, I think, and I didn't hear. I think it was today. Don't quote me.
Yeah,
I thought it was today
again,
but I haven't heard anything. So,
well, again, they're trying to find a hub city. We're trying to find that. We've heard rumblings, Reggie, of what we say, places, a city in BC. Mm-hmm. It's they're having some troubles with the government and just trying to get things squared away. We've heard PEI. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We don't know. We've heard Winnipeg, but again, Winnipeg was trying to be the hub city for the CFL possibly. So we just want to see this happen. We want to see, our guys, especially guys that we just mentioned, Austin, Matthew Arnone, Marcel Sajak, Brandon John, a lot of guys that we've had on. If I missed you, we're sorry. But we want to see, see them play and get this going. So
there's lots of places you can play in Ontario. Lots.
You'd think, but again, who knows with the travel. So actually, then there's some news this week too that, maybe some international players might not be able to play and stuff. So, yeah, so we'll see. But, hopefully we get some news soon because this is, who knows, maybe it's a shortened season. Obviously, sorry, it will be a shortened season, but we'll see. But we'll leave it at that, Reg.
Oh, we have to because there's nothing else to talk about. So we're gonna go. We're gonna go across the pond.
Let's work our way. Let's start in Italy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was actually going to say let's start in Serie A, but let's do that.
Yeah. Well, or do we start in Spain? And today, Real Madrid are crowned champions of La Liga.
Joe, can I ask you a question? I might not know the rules anymore. I'm pretty sure I don't know the rules of soccer anymore. But if a player encroaches from the team that's taking a penalty, so Real Madrid has a penalty shot, and one of the Real Madrid players encroaches, does the penalty shot get taken again?
Yes. So if their own penalty.
So Sergio Ramos is taking a penalty shot against Villarreal, and Benzema was in the box before the penalty shot gets taken. Do they
let him take it again, right?
Do they let him take it again, or do they lose the penalty?
Okay, so again, not knowing the rules,
I'm asking, right? I don't know.
I know. Well, this is like in a lot of guys who've coached too, like myself. I would say that I know the rule. I think you're allowed to take it again, but you shouldn't be.
It happened today, Sergio. Did you see the game?
No, I did not. I just saw the clips.
Okay, so Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, sorry, I just saw the final score. Yeah,
Sergio Ramos did that Messi penalty, and where he went to look like he was going to take it, and he passed it to Benzema so he could win the Pachicho,
the golden boot,
boot. And
oh, that was good.
Yeah, you like that, yeah. But Benzema encroached. He scored, but he encroached. But then I think they were talking about the goalie left the line, but when on the replay, the goalie didn't leave the line, so they let them take it again. And I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either. I think it's like it's got to be what is the worst infraction, and then whoever made that, they get penalized for it, right? What do we know?
I was just watching, and I was just
Reggie.
Like,
listen. I know you're really happy about refereeing lately. Oh, so this is
we'll get into that later because I'm done. I'm done, Joe. I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to watch games anymore because it's so bad.
But you sound like a bitter fan. That's what people will say, Reg.
And you can call me that. I'm not one of these guys that goes out and says, "Oh, the refs are against us. The refs are against us." But it's blatantly clear now that that's the case, and we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, let's dive in. Yeah, because Serie A has its own.
So bad.
Let's say culprits.
It's one of those things where they have a rule, they follow the rule, but the rule's stupid.
I would say the spirit of it, it's actually asinine. So we'll get to that eventually. We'll get to the good and the bad and the oh my god, what happened to you?
Sure.
Let's start with the oh my gosh, what happened to you? Well, Lazio.
Oh yeah.
What happened to you?
What happened?
So what happened to you? So I'll tell you what happened to you. Squad depth. squad depth. And we said this before, when you are a bigger club and you are chasing a title, sorry, when you're a smaller club, I mean, Lazio's not, when you're not as big as Juventus, Inter, and so on, right? It's hard to catch these teams and to compete with them. Listen, if any team was more affected by the COVID break, anybody in Europe than Lazio, I don't know if there is one because they were really on the heels of Juventus.
They were rolling before this happened.
They were rolling. And that's, Milinkovic and Savic and, Luis Alberto were just absolutely bossing. And Immobile was scoring. A ton of great stories for them. They come back and squad depth, Reggie. They just didn't have the squad depth. They played AC Milan without Ciro Immobile and Caicedo, and Milan steamrolled them, right? And again, so Lazio, what happened to you? I think it's squad depth. So it's unfortunate. They're still in the top four. I think they're third, or maybe they're fourth. But they're in that top four for Champions League. They should be secure there. But that's what happened to them. That's squad depth.
Second
right now, it's Inter. So Inter's climbed back 6 points behind Juventus, I believe, with 5 games to go.
Still 5 games left in Serie A.
There is, there are 4 or 5 games. Smokes. Yeah, it's great. And then, so again, so many things. So that's what happened to you. Well, the story of it is, we've talked about this again, this Atalanta team is just unbelievable.
So then they have to be in third.
I think it's 77 Juventus, 71 Inter, 70 Atalanta.
Okay.
So great story, Atalanta. They score goals for fun. I know they just played Brescia 6-2. Oh, well. The amount of players that they just play, and again, so many great results. We saw them play Juventus. We'll deal with that in a second. And I'll get back to that for sure. You know, so great story, Atlanta. They just keep going on, Reggie. And you know what? They're in a favorable side of the draw in the Champions League, you know? You know, so, you know, they've done very well. They continue to be, for me, one of the teams, if not the team to watch right now at this moment in Europe. Great story, playing out of this world, brilliant football, you know, attacking, going after it and so on. Hey, I got to play this card now too. AC Milan looks really good right now.
Well, yeah, and I've been telling you that. Every time you get down on AC Milan and you get down on everything, I just say, Joe, they look better than their results.
Yeah, and I think I have to say that they beat Juventus, they beat Roma, they beat Lazio. Mm-hmm. You know, 2-2 against Napoli. They've been great. They did another good win against Parma. Frankie Kessie. Wow.
Right.
Everyone's craving for them to be back. No one is craving more like a diehard fan. Mm-hmm. You know. Like myself. But again, to say they're totally back, no. But this is a great step forward, finally. The players are playing. You know, there's an identity. We've talked about this. They've done a good bit of business with this. You know, with getting Simon Kjær, now I think they bought him for very minimal. They've secured him for next year. Great buy for them from Sevilla, I believe. Then Suso, you know, his team, they sold him in Spain. His team qualifies. I think Sevilla, right? I think it's Sevilla, right, Reggie?
Yeah.
So they qualify for Champions League. Well, Milan gets like $24 million because of it.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, so these little things are helping them. And dare I say, Reg, this coach who's been – all we've heard about is, you know, the new guy coming in and what's going to come. And all Stefano Pioli's done is done a fantastic job building unity, building identity, all the things we talk about every week. Does he not deserve a chance to be part of this? It's been incredible.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it's a good run. I'm not saying that this is totally back, but they are. They're playing some great football right now, and it's good to see because this is, you know, Joel the Milan fan, but we've said this for a long time. Leagues are better when, you know, these top quality sides historically are back there. So that's that.
Exactly.
Well, Reg, your team of choice in Serie A, the green and black of
Sassuolo.
They just continue to play. Listen, they're in seventh. They're in eighth place. You know, they've had great performances. What a game they had the other day, coming from 2-0 down against Juventus to a 3-2 lead, and then of course a 3-3 tie. But you know, Berardi with a beautiful free kick. This Jeremy Boga is this kid. This guy can play. He is, you know, a really, really bright light. You know, pacey, powerful. So is that? I think he's French. I think Boga's French.
French, okay.
I mean, like the wealth of riches goes on with him, right? With France.
They just take French speaking players. It doesn't matter where you're from. You're French now.
They just have they have a plethora of players, Reg.
Plethora of countries they can pick from too. So let's remember that too. So
yeah, I know, and I think you could speak to that. You know, especially with a lot of.
Yeah,
players that maybe you might have had a chance to.
Desai should have been the rear guard at Fergana, but anyways, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Milan legend too, right? So, yeah, so. I hear you. Well, let's get to the Juventus. First of all, I guess we'll talk Juventus-Atalanta, but it's not – this is not about Juventus. Okay, so they get two penalty kicks, Atalanta against Juve gets two penalty kicks against Atalanta. Ridiculous. I want to make this very clear. This is not a thing. Oh, there we go again. Juve getting the calls. And I'm saying this as, yes, I'm a Milan fan. But, you know, a lot of people that I've spoken to, Juventus fans over the last few years and so on, you know, you start to, you know, try to be a little bit more objective here. This is not a rule that is just favoring. It's not favoring Juventus. This has happened throughout the Serie A season. That is, it's astonishing either way. For a ton of teams. Let's deal with this first. We mentioned in the opening, Matthias De Ligt, okay? Great young Dutch defender for Juventus, who has absolutely started slowly, but has been fantastic for them.
So
he's been great. He's been actually been very good, okay? 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it doesn't matter. The game before they play AC Milan, he gets a yellow card for a handball he knew nothing about, okay? same type of rule. A handball is a handball.
So the rule, the rule is if it touches your hand,
any handball
doesn't matter.
Yeah, and
it's a foul, automatic foul.
Yeah, and you know what's been happening, Reg? And again, this is a typical Italian league thing. There's nothing left for interpretation. It seems.
Yeah.
Okay. So there it is. So there's De Ligt. Gets the yellow card. Sorry. Handball gets a yellow. Well, that yellow leaves him out against AC Milan.
Right.
In a team where Chiellini, the loss of Chiellini has been absolutely immense in terms of the leadership, the stuff that you can't see on, you know, in the stats, right? Then Demiral, who was another cover for them at center back, has been out. So it leaves him with, you know, a guy who's just, I hate to say it, he's just progressively gotten worse and worse and worse for them. Performance with Rugani, he's really poor. Right? So this rule, look at what it does. It affects games that way. It's something you talk about, how, you know, like these decisions help that. So yes, in that game, first of all, let's deal with the good. Atalanta was, again, so fluid.
Smashed them. I sent you a text message.
Yeah, they were incredible.
First 20 minutes of the game, I said, this is a clinic by Atalanta, by the way.
They were incredible. Listen, this is not a – they were incredible. They showed who they were. It was absolutely brilliant football. Brilliant. Okay, Juventus gets two penalties that, for me, both of them were like, I don't understand where the player's supposed to put his hands. Muriel, okay, the second one maybe were.
Yeah, but it's true. Okay. He had no idea. The ball was behind him. He has no idea.
I thought the first one was worse.
He's 2 feet away from him. I think it was Freuler, right? Drills it at him.
I believe it was Freuler, the Atalanta player, and I think he even says, what do you want me to do? He says, like, you know.
The guy's two feet away from him, and he drills it at him, and it hits him in the hand, and it's a penalty shot. Like,
And there it is again, Reg. So letter to the law, it's a penalty because they want to leave nothing to interpretation.
Right.
But then look what happens. So once again, for everyone who's going to listen to this, this is not here we go again. Juve gets like, no, this is, for me, it's the rule. Like it's against it's we're talking about the rule being flawed. It's got nothing to do with you. Juventus has been falling victim to this as well. Mm-hmm. It just so happened in this moment, right? And listen, Juventus is not in the best runner form. We get that. They're not. From blowing a 2-goal lead against AC Milan to doing it again against Sassuolo, right? We get it. They're not. But, you know, I'll get to this when we talk about the EPL. In saying all that, Juventus fans and people, they're 6 points clear.
Yeah.
You know, again, you get the bigger the team, the bigger the goals, right? Mm-hmm. The bigger the spotlight. You know, we're praising teams below them. And meanwhile, Juventus, all they've done is, you know, you have a 6-point lead with 4 or 5 games left. You know, they have to go play against Lyon, and they have a great chance of getting through in the Champions League. So again, it's tempered. And I don't want it to be like this hate, but it's this, there is expectations on Juventus. And speaking to Juventus fans and reading stuff online and reading other things, you know, they're not happy with the way things are going. You know, they are concerned. They're giving up leads, which is, as you know, Reg, when you had a lead against Juventus, it was over, right? Like, sorry, if Juventus had a lead on you, it was done. But, you know, again, Giorgio Chiellini being gone, maybe it's had more of an impact on them than we thought. The presence, the leadership, and so on.
Yeah, but he was out when they were rolling before the COVID happened, no?
Yeah, true. And I think this team, if you look at it, you know, Dybala has been the one really bright light in their poor run of form. I'll say this again, though. Poor run of form, they're still 6 points clear.
Yep.
So perspective. Yep, so anyway.
For sure.
Let's get to it, Reg. You're chomping at the bit.
Well, let's also say that La Liga's done, and Real Madrid won
today.
Yeah,
Real Madrid.
So they won their 34th championship, so that's done. And Barcelona lost today. Or it's 2-2. I think it was either they lost 2-1 or 2-2.
I believe they lost Osasuna.
Yeah. I think
2-2.
I think.
Oh, okay. When they were losing,
it was either 2-1
or
2-2. But I went to watch the Real Madrid game just because they're going to win the championship. So I decided to watch that game, and I didn't go back to the Barcelona game. But yeah, okay, let's go. That's enough. Let's go.
Okay, let's get right into it then, Reg. Let's go.
Well, I don't know where you want to start, Joe. The results, the refereeing, the.
Okay, well, let's look at this. Can we go to North London Derby? This is your team is in a nutshell, Arsenal. I watched that first goal. I'm like, wow. Like, I think I texted you, Mamma Mia. Wow.
Yeah.
What a hit, right?
Lacazette.
Great hit. And then, of course, we get a gift from Kolasinac and poor David Luiz. And it wasn't David Luiz's fault, by the way, but there he is, caught into it. You know, and then it's like, man, like you do all that. And I go, that's really Arsenal. And then great move. Pop. Boom, ball falls to Oba. Oh, you know, Aubameyang smashes it off the frame of the goal. Even the commentators said, oh, you know, oh, wow, I thought he was going to bang that one in. Did everything but that. And then I feel for you, man. And then, you know, Tottenham bangs the winner.
Yeah, and, I mean, it was...
I thought a draw was fair there, at least. I didn't think Arsenal deserved to lose that game.
That's the worst Tottenham team I've seen in a long time, and I'm not just saying that because it's Tottenham. That's a bad team, and we lost to them, and I don't understand. But apparently, if you're English, the way that the refereeing is done, if you're English, you can't foul. So I don't know, Joe. I'm not going to say the referees cost us the game. I'm not going to say that. At all.
I just don't understand some of the refereeing in the EPL. I think it's some games you get guys that will let you play, and then there's some, and then in the same game you let a foul go. It's almost MLS like. I'm sorry, at times
it depends who you are, Joe. And if you're watching EPL from now on, just keep this in the back of your mind. If they're on the English national team, then it's never a foul. Trust
Reggie,
me.
Those are big compliments. Joe, I mean, sorry, big comments.
Joe, trust me. Just watch. I saw Harry Maguire put two hands in a Southampton player's back in the box and push him over, and there was no call at all.
That was kind of silly.
No call at all.
What I will agree with you on this is I can't put my finger on it. There are some times where players get totally blocked off right in front of the ref, and I'm going, what's happening here?
Yeah.
I don't get it. For the best league in the world, it has to be better. Not Arsenal, not Liverpool, is it? It's just, it's not good enough. It's not consistent enough.
Well, like I said,
Jamie Vardy kicks the Arsenal player in the face, and it's like, I get it. I know we're going to have a couple of our listeners fanning and all that. We know who they're going to be. Oh, what are you talking about? Listen. This is it's inconsistent. It's I'm sorry. I've watched it.
It's not inconsistent, Joe. It's
just
it's,
bad.
It's a blatant bias towards certain teams. It is.
Ooh, Reggie, yeah, Joe, that's strong. Okay, well, listen. I'd have to say, for me, it's just I watch and I'm thinking in some moments, and you know, we still have this. This ideology, this way of thinking that, you know, the English league will let things go more. And that's maybe some of the things that draw us to it. You know, there's less diving or whatever it is, right? Embellishment, doesn't matter. But it looks like sometimes things are let go and sometimes they're called. And not just game to game, in the game, in the same game.
I'm telling you. Look at the play. It's based on the player, who the player is. I'm telling you that. I've been watching it for a long time, and I've never said it, but I'm telling you how it is. There was a play last night, and I sent you the picture of the tackle of Terrence Trent, what's his name, the kid on Arnold on Liverpool.
Were you going to call him Terrence Trent Darby? I was. Dude, that's amazing. That's actually amazing. I know Liverpool fans are going crazy. Look, we're not making fun of him. He's a great player. It's just some great songs from the 80s and early 90s. Anyway.
He likes to get down the wing and cross the ball blindly. But okay.
That's not fair. But anyway, he's a great player.
Both of them don't put their head up when they cross. You just get down the wing and cross. I'm not getting into that. I want to talk about what happened last night.
For the record, I think they're both great fullbacks, but that's a great name.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. So I showed you the picture of the tackle. That's a leg breaker, by the way. It's a leg breaker.
It is.
And he gets a yellow card, and VAR doesn't look at it. Why is that? When a week before, Eddie Nketiah did almost the same thing, depending on what angle you look at it, and he got a yellow card. VAR reviewed it and then gave him a red. So how come this tackle's not reviewed by VAR?
Reggie, these are my issues with it. This is exactly what my issues are.
Because it's an English team national player. That's why. Joel, that's the answer. I'm telling you.
Okay, so Reggie has, you know, and listen, I love this Reggie. I love the Reggie who's drank the conspiracy juice.
It's not a conspiracy, but, Joe. I watch it every week. No, I watch the teams that get calls and the teams that don't get calls. And it's the same teams that don't get calls.
Okay, here's what I don't like, Reg. Here's where, man, you know, I'm making a joke about Reggie thinking it's biased for teams. But I'll tell you, when you do watch a league, and you guys can attest this, people listening, you do tend to see that. And when you, like, Reggie will undoubtedly watch the EPL more as you know, closely as I watch Serie A. So I get you, Reg. I hear you. Here's what I see, which is still along your lines here. Sometimes I don't understand how in one moment we go to VAR for the same type of incidents. Then the next moment we don't. Then we let something go. Then we give something a non-call. Then it goes to a red card. Sometimes then we get a questionable yellow and then to a straight expulsion. What's happening here? You know, I don't understand it. And here's it. And I'm just going to sound how it is, but
I just explained it.
Yeah, well, you have that theory. But my thing is, I just don't understand how we just have so many inconsistencies. And this is why I think you have managers. And again, it's the top league in the world getting so upset. And they don't understand it. Klopp uses comedy, right? And just, you know, it's great. Others get really upset. Mourinho uses sarcasm and then sometimes just blatant, what the hell's going on here? Arteta had a great rant the other day. You know, Pep uses everything. So it's mind-boggling. It really is of how they referee games. I think a lot of times the English refs, they want to be the stars of the show. We should know who you are. We should know who you are. If you remember years back in leagues, they took the name in certain North American sports, they took the last names off of the back of referees, right? I know hockey did that. Yeah. Well, I don't want to know these guys we don't need to know them, and they've become stars like the Mike Deans and these guys. Why?
Yeah, why should we know the referees' names?
I don't need to know them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't need to be anyhow. We talked about this before. In certain leagues, the refs got to be like, you know, fitter than the players, and I don't know if that's the case in the best league in the world. No. They're older too, so for me, the inconsistencies are too much. It's getting stranger every day. Like blatant stuff that's like kicks and high tackles, and let's just get it right, you know. And I don't think we're getting it right, and that's the one thing that we can agree upon. We're not getting it right. Is it ever going to be perfect? No, but this is every single manager has had an issue with this at some point this year. Mm-hmm. So I watched lately, and I can't believe some of the stuff that gets let go, and then some of the stuff that gets called. So,
well, I guarantee you'll be watching. If you watch EPL again, you'll be looking for what I just said, and you'll see it for yourself. We can still sit here and talk about what happened with Manchester City, but I don't have time. I think we got to save that.
Let's just touch on this. Can we just touch on it?
Sure. I have a lot to say.
And we'll leave the Pep argument out.
There's only 15 minutes left. So, I mean.
Yeah, let's leave the Pep argument out. Let's leave the Pep argument.
What Pep argument?
Yeah, like we're going to have. So Reggie and I will have a great Pep discussion.
No, we're not.
We will have one day. Yeah, yeah. Why? Not today.
Why?
Not today. It'll be fun. But this Manchester City thing.
Oh, my God.
Is kind of ridiculous to me. It's either you, and it's got, once again, back with like the Juventus handball stuff, nothing to do with Juventus. No, nope, they've been victimized. We talked about that. It's about the rule. What is this? Is either they're guilty or they're not. Jose, again, says that if they're not guilty, why even give them any fine?
Well, I think, right? I thought that too for a couple of days. And then I found out that the fine was for not cooperating with the investigation. It wasn't for
Okay.
actually being caught cheating again for
Reggie, can we check the tape again and see when we said this is gonna get overturned?
Oh, for joy, I already
didn't
know
we say
is.
That right away? I think we said it right away,
and,
right?
So. And I'll make another controversial statement right here about Manchester City. Okay.
Oof.
And this is what the last thing I'm gonna say about it for this week. In Pep Guardiola's contract ends in 2 years, I believe, if he gets extended, whatever, extended for another 2 years. So we'll say we'll give it 3.5 years. In 3.5 years,
is it gonna be for $1 billion?
Well, he's already passed $1 billion in transfers. So
yeah, that's why I said it.
Right? And he wants another 250 for the next for this upcoming
chump
season.
Chump change, so, monopoly yeah. money. Well,
for some, yes, for some. After Pep Guardiola is gone, about a year after he's gone, we'll find out that there was a bribe from Manchester City to the CS.
Reggie, you're on fire tonight.
I promise you. We'll find out. Oh, yeah, remember back in the day when they were almost banned? Yeah, well, come to find out that they're under
investigation. Is this Serie A in 2005?
Well, Joel, how else do you get away with that?
Yeah, I listen. I'm making light of this, but I'm coming from, you know, I'm a fan of a team that was, you know, banned totally from Europe. Albeit the Europa League, but banned and accepted a ban. And I'm thinking, how does City get so?
Money, listen.
Yeah, like again, I'll make a prediction. Who knows? Maybe City goes on to win the Champions League.
Never.
It's not a bold one, but let's see. Nah, or are you thinking it's going to be Atletico Madrid gets in the final because they're draw?
I don't know.
They're in with Atalanta and Leipzig. They're on that side of PSG.
It's not even home and away. It's knockout. So
yeah, watch Atalanta.
It's a one game, man. So
it's just the other side. The other side has got what? It's got like Barcelona,
Man City,
Real Madrid, Bayern, and Juventus.
It's crazy.
And Juve, right?
It's
so
crazy. So.
Yeah,
it's going to be very, very interesting. And we'll talk about this maybe next week. We'll talk about it for half an hour. So I don't know why Joe wants to talk to Pep about Pep with me because he knows my – you guys
know
it'll
be fun. I'm going to shed a bit of light, and then Reggie will shed light. And next week, guys, if you want to look for Reggie's going to talk about his mentor in football that he really loves, Mike Dean.
Yeah, for sure. 55-year-old referee. How? Anyways.
Yeah, so anyhow.
Anyways, so.
We flew through this, but it's good, right?
Guys, for those of you that aren't aware, I think we blasted it out as well on Twitter. We had to change our Twitter name. So our new Twitter name is Football Weekly Pod. So football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly, and the last three letters, pod, all one word. So if you haven't followed that, please go ahead and follow that. We'll be putting out all our shows on that platform under that name. Joe, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
You know, again, these leagues are coming down to it. You know, the race in Serie A, maybe is the race on? Nobody wants to win this year.
Yeah,
it's the title on. And, you know, it's on, right? And can, you know, AC Milan and keep this good run of form going in England? I'm really intrigued for the top four. You know, I really got to touch on this. I want to continue to see this Manchester United that we said, Reggie, that midfield, the signing that could be a signing for them was a player they already had. Paul Pogba,
right?
In adding with Bruno Fernandes, who's been out of this world, and another forgotten guy who's added to them. Hey, ho-hum, Matic. You know, this United midfield has really been good to watch.
Strikers are finally firing, right?
So, well, I was just going to say, Marcus Rashford today scored a goal for me that was like, I like them. You know, Martial, Rashford, these guys are playing. They're doing a great job. Mason Greenwood is a really great striker of the ball, like we said. So, you know what? Hey, who said you can't be impartial?
I'll tell you.
We're going to end on United? You can't end on United.
No, we can. We can. They're playing well. I can't. So
yeah, they are playing well.
They're playing well. I have to admit that. I can't say anything like that.
Harry Maguire is still overrated. How about that? Can we do that? Can we say that?
100% he is.
Okay. All right. 100% he is. And then everyone's going to say, what is he talking about? Everybody relax.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to. We got City and Arsenal in the FA Cup semifinals at Wembley. So
we didn't even talk about a big win for Arsenal over Liverpool. How can we not? We have to end on that, don't we not?
People are saying it's a throwaway game for Liverpool. Not much to play for, but still, it's a big
champions. Said,
you know,
so. You said play for 100 points. You got to play for 100 points, let's give credit where it's due. We've given amazing credit to Liverpool. Great season, Jurgen Klopp. and the Reds. So that's us. We always give credit where it's due. Mikel Arteta, good bounce back. You know, tough North London Derby loss to go against the champions.
Yeah.
And to get a win shows that, you know, he does have the room. So that's a good sign for them. So,
well, don't get it wrong. It wasn't a football game. I think they had 75% possession for the game. And,
yeah,
you know, we just took our chances when they made two mistakes and we took our chances, and that was the game. But, I mean, to play that defensive style, and you would think in that situation with the defense that we have that we would crumble eventually. But the guys stood strong, and that's what we're most proud of as Arsenal fans, is that the defense didn't crumble this time. So,
yeah. So
that's pretty much it. So, yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.